Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
We kick off tonight with what might seem to some a confronting and challenging question: are parents who divorce selfish? It's actually come from a man who's kind of been there, done that himself. Times of London social commentator Tim Lott has posted an article on his own divorce and how it affected his kids. For quite a while, he'd convinced himself that they wouldn't have wanted to grow up in an unhappy marriage. But he says his experience has taught him that children want their parents to stay together in almost all circumstances, apart from, of course, where there's been physical violence. His conclusion: I put my psychological self-preservation in front of the welfare of my children. As his article has taken off around the world, there's been a surprising level of support for what he's saying, where there's been quite a debate underway already. While you do, I want to also speak with clinical psychologist, author, commentator Bettina Arndt, who's also written about her own thoughts on this. Bettina, welcome to Open House.
Thank you.
Good to have you with us. You asked the question in your article: is there any point making divorcing parents feel guilty by branding their actions as selfish? What do you think about that?
I think there probably is, because I think one of the things that's happened in the last few decades is there's been a shift from the sort of convenient 1960s thinking, which was that, you know, a good divorce is better for kids than a bad marriage. And that's the sort of thing Tim Lott talks about, that we sort of embraced that, if you like, as an excuse for making the decisions we wanted to make, because we assumed then that it was in children's interests to get out of a situation where the parents were unhappy. But over the last three or four decades, the evidence has been absolutely accumulating to show that that's wrong, that in most situations, except when there's high conflict, children are better off if the parents stay together. Now, I think that means, therefore, that, I mean, I'm not saying everyone should stay together, but if you do make the decision to divorce, you have to do so now, I think, in the understanding this is not good for your kids. This is for you. And you can't justify it by saying this is in my children's interests. And therefore, if you go into a divorce with the assumption that this is something that is going to be hard on your children, something that will put your children at risk of all sorts of problems, then you might behave better. And the big problem is a lot of us behave very badly in divorce situations.
Yes. It is such a vexed question, though. I'm sure you understand the weight of this question and how difficult it will be for many people to confront.
Oh, absolutely. I had this amazing experience many years ago. I'd actually been on a plane with my oldest son, who got this dreadful headache, and we ended up in an emergency ward. You know, hours and hours and hours later, I'd been on my feet for 36 hours when I staggered out of that emergency ward. He was fine, as it turned out. And as I'm walking out, there was this well-dressed woman walking next to me, and she said, "You have become so conservative." And we ended up having this long talk in the car park, and she was really angry because I'd been writing a lot at the time about the evidence showing the impact of divorce on children. And she said to me, look, she'd had, I think, two marriages, and her children, number of children through those marriages. And in the end, she said she realised she just didn't want to read it because some of her kids had really had a bad time. And she said she didn't want to read it, but she particularly didn't want to read it from me, which I thought was interesting. But the point she made was I'd been a bit of a hero to her in her youth, and I'd been out there telling everybody to have a good time and have good, you know, fun in bed and so on. And to have me turn around and say, we might have made a mistake here in putting our own needs as adults ahead of our children, was something that she couldn't bear. Yeah. And it was very interesting confronting that, I thought.
Yes. You mentioned that phrase, a good divorce being better for children than a bad marriage. I'm sure you're not saying a bad marriage is preferable.
Oh, absolutely not. Oh. And, you know, there's plenty of evidence that high-conflict marriages are very difficult for children and have all sorts of consequences, similar consequences, in fact, to the problems associated with separation. It certainly is possible to have a good divorce. You know, you can make the sort of decisions that mean that children, the risk to children are minimised by putting their needs first, by staying away from the courts, by, you know, using mediation rather than fighting over the children and trying to make decisions about, you know, sharing, looking after the children that are in their interests and are flexible and you can adjust to them as as the children get older. By keeping the fathers in the children's lives, I mean, traditionally, of course, dads tended to be shoved out the outside of children's lives by, and for the dads, by paying child support and continuing to want to see your children and not opting out when it doesn't suit you. I mean, there's a whole range of decisions that divorced parents make that don't help children adjust to a very difficult, big change in their life. And we can all do that better than we, you know, many of us could do a particularly lousy job because we're so caught up in the anger and retribution that comes in divorce. And it's, you know, one of the things that's always struck me is most parents are sensible enough when they're, even when they're having fights, to keep their children out of those fights when you're in a marriage.
Yes.
You try to do it behind closed doors. You try to do it not in front of the children. And yet, once you separate, often the children are bang in the middle of it all. In fact, you're fighting over them. And one of the pieces of research that always blew me away was that children are more likely to, there's some evidence showing that children are more likely to witness conflict, physical conflict between their parents after separation than before. And I find that rather shocking, but I can understand that because many of us find ourselves behaving most uncharacteristically when we are going through the anger and, you know, resentment of a divorce and fighting over the goods and fighting over the children and so on. And it's very easy to do things that really put our children at risk.
Yes. It needs to be said, I'm sure, earlier in the marriage rather than later, that when this kind of tension starts erupting, married couples need help. And they need
absolutely
to be relaxed about seeking help.
Yeah, absolutely they need help. And they need to turn to people who know how to help them get through this in terms of negotiating the deal, if you like, negotiating what's in the children's best interest in terms of custody and arrangements. There are people who have a lot of experience in this area.
But also keeping the marriage together.
Oh, yeah, surely, absolutely. Yes. And that's the other thing, of course, that I think, I mean, one of the things I was encouraged about was that the evidence does show that parents are taking notice of this because I pulled out the statistics which showed a really dramatic decrease in the proportion of divorces involving children from 65% in 1966 to 49% in 2010. And I think that's very good news. And it does make you think that maybe it's because parents are thinking more carefully about this now.
Were you surprised by the degree of support that Tim Lott's article has attracted?
Yes and no. I mean, I was very pleased to see that. I mean, some of the British papers went to a whole lot of well-known writers and so on, and they were really outspoken about the mistakes their generation had made and the fact that we had behaved very selfishly. And I think that's rather good to see that being aired in public, that people thinking, when I look back, it was all about me, and I pretended it was about the children, and actually it was not in their interest at all. I think that's quite encouraging. There's been a similar debate in America, but even when those debates happen, there are always people ready to leap in and say, no, you're being terribly brave to get a divorce, and it's all going to be fine, and children are very resilient, and so on. And, I mean, that just sort of drives me crazy, because I think it's absolutely in children's interest for the message to be firmly out there that this is the start of a whole series of changes that do put children at risk, that do mean that children are going to have a hard time. And we can still do make that decision, but we must make it in the knowledge that we need to protect them.
If you don't mind, because you have written about this in the past, can I ask you about your own marriage breakup and what that was like and has been like for your kids?
Yes, well, I mentioned that this applies to me, and it was more, I was more referencing my early experiences in that I was married when I was very young to a man who had been married and had children, and so I became a stepmother and I was involved in that marriage breakup, and it's one of my big regrets that the children from that marriage really had a very difficult time as a result of that marriage breaking up. And therefore, well, when it came to my second marriage, I was very cautious and tried very hard to get to the point where all my children were grown up before I made the decision.
Did that experience teach you things as a psychologist that you perhaps hadn't really known about at that depth?
Oh, absolutely. And I was part of that whole, you know, this was the 1970s when I first, in my first marriage, and that was precisely the time when we were all embracing that idea that, you know, children will be fine provided the parents are happier. And it's just not true. they can be fined, but only if parents behave extremely well.
So what do you say to parents who are married who will inevitably go through the tough stuff that may even threaten their marriage? How do they fix it and stay together, or hang on to a troubled marriage so it can be better?
Well, there's very interesting research showing that troubled marriages can turn around. And there was a big longitudinal study that followed a whole lot of couples who confessed to various degrees of misery, and it was remarkable how many were a lot happier X years later. So that was quite encouraging news, that if you do hang in there, often you will get through the hard times, and I think that's a very important lesson. But I also think, you know, you have children, you have a real obligation as a parent, and probably your obligation as a parent should be right up there amongst the factors you weigh up in making this very difficult decision to separate. I'm not saying people make that decision lightly, but I think it's a very good thing that we're putting children's welfare right up there now in the considerations as to whether it's worth it.
Bettina, I'd very much appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us on Open House.
A pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au. Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.